comments out of the year from a couple of our counties, and it's their own thing about, you know, with this cycle of a team every 20 years. Well, to me and Tyrone, we have this cycle every year. We have it every year, and that's the desire, to have a cycle every year. We're not wait 20 years, because, you know, nobody should have to wait 20 years. Have it there and then. If you get over the line, great. But you don't, you go again. So have that belief in your head. We have a cycle of players every year who are willing to step up. And all the credit, I know we talk about six titles and three All-Ireland awards, but all the credit goes back to the players. Every player takes the credit. I'm there for one thing I always talk before is the Wellington boot, you know. Oh, so knock here. They deserve all the applause tonight here, and there's a lot of lads want to do more, so than I.
Well, you have the Leinster champions now in the All-Ireland semi-final, so another big test coming up at a midweek game, I believe.
I don't know. Look here.
It's a fortnight thing.
We'll just look at us and come tell us, and we'll get the bodies a bit of a rest there, and the recovery session start tomorrow evening, and then just get focused on us. So we'll take one game at a time and keep knocking off whatever you come tell us, you know.
Monaghan got a bit of a run on you in the first 10 minutes there. Then you got things sorted out and turn things around. I mean, it takes that wee while to have a look at what way things are going, how things are set up, and then you make your move, I suppose.
So you make your move and you watch what's going on there, and it could be somebody different stepping up every time. There's a lot of Monaghan lads there coming back there, playing a lot of senior football at Scotchtown the year. They're a seasoned team there who got the All-Ireland final 3 years ago, and you know, to turn them over the night here, yes, they're going to get scores and some of them are fantastic scores to hit them from. Any other night they might have missed a few, but again, you know, you have to get in there, get your spell in the game, and you hand the ball in the field there, you've a chance, so you have, you know.
And you went after the Monaghan kick out, and you got an awful lot of scores off it. You know, that's something that you've worked on, obviously, for every team, not just for Monaghan.
We were hunting that down big time tonight, so we were, you know, and we got a safe success from it, so we did. Yep, that was one thing we targeted big time, was the kick outs to really go to town on the lads, kick outs, so we did, you know.
Conor Devlin, an incredible performance from him there tonight. I mean, what can you say about it? There hasn't really been said. He got man of the match there.
I keep telling Conor he's a breed of the Dukes. The Hogs are a breed of the Dukes around the Loch Shore, the Devlins, and he's not hard to wind up, you know. But look, Conor's grew over the last 3 years, been along with us here. He's matches down eight and three all the titles at this level, you know. And he's grown into a serious leader. You know, the way he talks to the changing room, the way once he flicks the fingers, the lads, they bang straight away, they react, tell him so, you know. And so that's just, you know, every year I've been blessed, every single year with them six titles, the lads won. We've had great leaders with them all, so they have. Every one of them has been a great leader, so they have. Well, that's Shawnee White's up in there. And that's the whole goal, get your leader, have that. Your leader's very important. Very important that he stamps an authority around the place, and everybody follows suit. And but Conor, with Joey Clark, with Niall Devon, with what do you call him, Michael Ruffley, so ahead. But the one thing stands me tonight here at 4-0. When I got up this morning, there's a photograph of John Rafferty hanging in my lad's bedroom. And John stands smiling at me. And I knew we were winning the game tonight. There's always somebody looking down on you, and that was one that stood me, Lee John Rafferty. He played with some 21, you know, and that was something special to me today. And I knew this morning here we had the game, and if we play ourselves well, that'd be three things you look out for, you know. So couldn't
always,
be angry,
always somebody looking down on you.
Always somebody looking down, you know. Yeah. I always have that wee bit of belief. A wee bit of faith for you too is very important, you know.
Yeah.
That's my desire, my thoughts on me, you know, who will be I.
Just one other thing. The younger players, you know, coming off the minor team, you know, the likes of Aidan Quinn and Peter Colton, I mean, they're just growing in confidence with every game, and they're really believing that they can play at this level now.
And all boys down in France is if you're leaving a healthy group from the year before, and lads that got to come in, they fit in squeeze it. And that's a big thing we have here all the time. Once them lads come in here, they don't feel like I'm the young lad here still with. They're fitting in. They know their place, so they do, and they walk away and tell it. And you see that the other night, they were being the two lads that played football the year. We gradually walk them in, tell it, then they're the game, so they got to a level there where they're able to compete the other night. So look, two great lads, and I'd say they fit in their great group. Aye.
And it's not just as simple as that you progress from minor to under 20. I mean, you give others a chance. I mean, you're on the lookout all over the place. See who's in form. For example, Adrian McGurran never played minor football for Tyrone, but you went and looked about him, and where he is, 4 points in play tonight.
I was absolutely delighted for him today. So again, I'll go back to the point again. I think from the minor team 3 years ago, we played Monaghan, we had maybe four starters there tonight. So ahead, so it was a big changeover. Well, it has been, and just you're all the time looking to see what different players there, what different players step up, and Eddie McGovern, the super year with the club, and well, credit to all of you.